Hello, my name is Linda Jacobsen. I'm the East Asia Program Director at the Lowy Institute. I'm joined today by Dr. Ham Chai Bong. He's president of ASEAN Institute for Policy Studies in Seoul. We are co-hosting together a workshop here in Seoul on Northeast Asia security and political dynamics. So, Dr. Ham, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
I'd love to ask you about in the aftermath of what has been advertised, at least, as a very successful visit by President Park to China last June, and obviously a rather positive view, generally speaking, at the moment of South Korea-China relations. What are the things that worry you down the road in South Korea-China relations?
Well, I think you're absolutely right that the relations between South Korea and China is very good currently, especially in the aftermath of the what is termed by everybody to have been a very successful visit by President Park Geun-hye to China. We know that she was feted, she was welcomed by the Chinese, and both the Chinese and the South Korean press and the public felt that this was a historic moment. Now, setting aside though the good mood, the atmospherics, what I worry about is whether this improved mood in the relationship can actually bring about concrete results, the results that really matter to South Korea. On top of that particular list of what really matters to South Korea, especially when it comes to the role that China might play in, is of course the denuclearization of North Korea. And despite many reports that the visit has occasioned a shift in the Chinese attitude, even perhaps in its strategy, fundamental strategic view vis-a-vis North Korea, we have yet to see any concrete evidence of that. And for instance, if in the short to medium term, if it turns out that China is either unwilling or are really unable to help South Korea and other countries in the region to convince North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons, then I think people will start to seriously reconsider the bilateral relationship. What good concrete results have come out of the improved atmospherics? Linda, if I may ask, there's this, as you know, there's this intense debate among China experts and others, and even in South Korea among the public, whether China's policy towards North Korea has undergone a fundamental shift. We know that there are many rhetorical changes taking place in China. That is, they have many harsh words towards North Korea, things that we've not heard before, which leads many people, or at least some people, think that China's attitude towards North Korea has fundamentally changed. What is your view on that?
You know, Chai Bong, I think we are seeing a tactical shift. We are not seeing a fundamental shift in China's strategic view of North Korea, and especially we are not seeing a fundamental change in their view of the importance of stability. Certainly, Xi Jinping, China's new president, is not, quote-unquote, coddling up to Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang, as many perceived his predecessor, Hu Jintao, as doing. He, as you said, has had some harsh words in public, indicating that Beijing's patience is certainly running out with some of the antics of the Pyongyang regime. But when we come to that fundamental question, will Beijing turn off the fuel? Will Beijing stop giving food to bring the North Korean regime to its knees? In other words, in any way take part in a collapse of the Pyongyang regime? I think China has not changed its stance at all. Stability is the overriding concern, the fear of hundreds of thousands, probably millions of North Koreans coming over the border to Northeast China is just a scenario that the Chinese will at every cost avoid. And therefore, they will, I think, reach out now to South Korea, the United States, Japan, want to be more participatory in negotiations. So I was just talking to some Chinese colleagues at our workshop. They're going to help out, but they're not going to actively help out, as many of the Korean participants at the workshop stated. So I think there hasn't really been a fundamental shift.
Thank you.
Thank you.